What's up, y'all? Happy Friday, everybody. Hope your weekend is starting soon and going to be beautiful. We got some great weather almost across the entire state. It is just going to be gorgeous almost everywhere. I hope you enjoy it as much as I am hoping to. Celebrating my mom's birthday. I got a wedding tonight. My best friend's birthday. It is just a festivus this weekend for me. So I'm excited to get it kicked off. But what better way to get it kicked off than to talk with each and every one of you about what your favorite scary movies are. We are in the Halloween season. And since there's so much to be pretty deathly afraid of in real life, I would like some fictional scares as well, because the everyday stuff is just a wee bit too much. I will tell you, The Ring was one of the scariest movies I ever watched because, oh my goodness, I can barely get through it again, and I know what's going to happen. I hate that movie. I hate love that movie. Is that a thing?
Oh, Jess? Yeah. Oh, for sure. I used to have really long hair, and one of my favorite things to do would be to just brush it all forwards and just go walking around the house and skittering about, and I don't know, it just brought me a lot of joy. But I also worked as a scare, like in a haunt I worked. So that
That is, I love finding out new things about Jess. She's one of the producers on the Maggie Dawn Show team. That is a fun Jess fact.
You were one of the people that made me by the age of 12.
I think I went to the last haunted house when I was in high school and I almost had a nervous breakdown. I was like, this is not for me. I do not like human beings in scary costumes jumping out at me. Folks, you want to join the convo, get your 2 cents in on your favorite scary movies, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Again, that fun new caller from the 608. Thanks so much for joining us. They're pointing out an oldie called Midnight Offerings from 1981. Melissa Sue Anderson from Little House on the Prairie plays an evil teenage witch. Ew, scary. She battles the good teen witch who was on the Waltons. I'm actually writing that one down. Midnight Offerings. I'm going to check that out. I love a little cheesy scare in that same vein, like the Night of the Living Deads. Cheesy, scary. Those always did it for me. I still will not say Candyman 3 times in the mirror because I saw the OG Candyman film. Oh my gosh. Cam from Appleton saying that his mom also hates Blair Witch, but because his dad begged her to go see it with her and she didn't want to because she hates horror movies, and she got, she actually went in, saw it, got super scared, and his dad fell asleep. I love that. Cam also giving a vote for Hereditary. Mm-hmm. He likes that one as well. It's generally in like the top 25 lists. If you haven't seen that one, that one's really spooky. Let's see. The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Yep, I have seen that one. Michaela from West Bend, thank you for texting. Since I was raised Catholic, it was really scary and creepy. Gary from Sussex, speaking of Catholicism, you wanted to clarify some of your earlier comments. Go ahead, friend.
Maggie, I love listening to you because you're being so fair with me. I appreciate it. You know, you only gave me like 30 seconds to talk about the Catholic thing. See, I agree with you on what you said. I am outraged by what's going on. I'm not Catholic. I 100%. The point that I was making was you have to be careful how you go out there and you talk about the Catholics and the archbishops and everything else. I said, the fact is, if you'd have been talking about the Muslims and how horrible they are, how on October 7th, they went out there and murdered and raped and killed all these people. They're terrible people. You know, then all the priests aren't, but there are some very, very bad priests that are sexual predators. They go into the priesthood to get this, to know that they can get away with this stuff. So,
yeah, Gary, I hear you. I want to say 2 brief things, and I'm sorry, we got some other folks that want to get in here on the scary movie stuff. Gary's referring, I began the show today talking about the Catholic Church for a time. And, you know, you were mentioning Muslims, and I want to make a distinction. The criticism that I was leveling was against leadership in the Catholic Church, and especially Archbishop Dolan. And I think it's important for us to say the problem isn't with Muslims or people that believe in Islam. The problem on October 7th was with Hamas and a terrorist organization. And anytime someone used religion as a cudgel to beat people down with or to cover up crimes and the treatment of others as less than human, that is always the problem. And I don't care which religious robes you happen to wrap yourselves in. Gary, I'll always give you time, my friend, but I want to get everybody else a chance as well. Steve from Madison, you're bringing up a film that still scares me to this day. What's your favorite scary movie?
My most scary movie was The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock. That terrified me. I was about 12 or 13 when I first saw it in the theater. And I can't think of any more scary. I, you know, you couldn't walk around your neighborhood and see a bird without just cringing a little bit. So.
Oh, I totally agree, Steve. You know, those Hitchcock films, if you ever have the chance to see them in the theater like Steve did at a Hitchcock revival, boy, or a film fest, it is worth it because they land completely differently when you are in that dark theater. A texter from the 608 pointing out how scared they were when they watched The Ring as well. Folks, it has been a scream with all of you this afternoon. I hope you have a brilliant weekend. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Eat some cranberries. Celebrate what it means to be a Wisconsinite. And don't forget to check out the Baldwin Hovde debate starts on the Civic Media Radio Network at 6:50. And of course, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. The Dom Salvia Show is next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.